Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure. Hey, everybody coming in, there is spaces right over there in front, right in front. If there's a hand up, there's a seat there for you. Either that or somebody's really eager to meet you, depending on how. I'm not going to say it. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you see a hand that's raised in the crowd, it means there's a seat open. These lovely people over here in the side are basically saying there's a hell of a lot of seats over there. Go get a seat. If you haven't seen the Faces of DEF CON exhibit yet, there's a little mini exhibit right over there. Stage left is that? That's stage left, your right. Right in front of the section with all the seats open. So as you walk by, go check out all the seats, check out all the Faces of DEF CON, and then go sit down in a nice empty seat waiting just for your butt cheeks. Your butt cheeks. Ladies and gentlemen walking in the door, if you see a hand raised, hint, hint, over there, there's these seats for you. Look where I'm pointing. Schmucks walking in the door. Go that way. Absolutely, absolutely. I don't think it's a problem. Hey, okay, everybody walking in the door, there's people with their hands up. They're right over there. Those people have seats that have saved for you because they think you're a wonderful person or because I'm a threatening son of a bitch. Dear God, it's our very own Boy Wonder over here. Just remember, kids, every one of those little marshmallows has Jeff Moss spit on it. Mm-mm, good. We still have seats available over on the right, stage left. That is right over there. If they have a hand up, they've got a seat for you. Okay, guys, you can put your hands down. Thank you. I think we're pretty good.
It's got a bunch of our CTF dev files and shit on it.
I think we're good. Okay, just a personal warning. If any of those lasers are over 5 milliwatts and you're pointing them at anybody, I will personally find you and hurt you.
Hadouken!
All right, are we ready? In the way. What am I supposed to do? He's the boss. It's plugged into that other laptop doing the slideshow.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, hold still. You're good, you're good, you're good, you're good. You're on all four. You're also getting closed captioned on that one, just so you know, okay? That one movie we still don't have audio out of?
No. He's got it.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So the two areas that we have locked off are the one row right here for the FTC. And the black badge area is that area right over there by the doors, okay? That's Jeff's thing, right? He's going to be announcing that? Okay, Jeff.
Okay, ready to go?
The crowd needs to know that the contestants that are in for the black badge need to be sitting over there. It's been a while since
I lost my... Oh, there they are. Okay, what's up?
The black badge people are over in that section near the door.
Okay.
The FTC is second row right here.
FTC, for when they get announced?
Right.
Okay.
And that's about it. Let me do one thing. If you're a black badge contest contestant, you need to be in that section over there by the door front, all the way front of the door. Okay, if you're a black badge contest contestant, pick your ass up and move over there, all right, everybody? If you're a black badge contest contestant, move over there. Tell the goons around that, the fierce looking goons around that section, they will let you in. And if you're from the FTC, you're sitting right here. Agenda order? As far as I know, I have no idea. I believe that might have changed.
Okay.
And the FTC people are sitting right there. So just the front row. So it's really like the FTC.
So we're doing the fundraisery thing.
Everyone, but yeah, I know that's helping judging. Okay, we got to start with 2.5
That's all. Those are all my notes.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, DEF CON! So I gotta tell you, this was an amazingly fast year for me. It feels like we just opened this in Penn and Teller, and now we're sitting in a room across the hotel and I'm telling you goodbye. So I'm gonna cry.
Don't cry.
Since we have so many more people in the room and I can actually sort of see everybody, can you raise your hand if this is your first year, please? All right, big hand for yourself. All right, for everyone else, I promise you we will try to make this as short and painless as possible. So, in the interest of time savings, I am going to move on to my thank yous. My name's Russ, and I am the acting chief of operations for the conference this year. Thank you, Banshee. It was actually an accident, so I'd like to throw a shout out to our boy Lockheed. He had a family emergency, so if I get a round of applause for Locke. This is actually his first DEF CON to miss in 20 years. Yeah, so it's a pretty big deal. What? Oh, sure, now you won't say anything. Chicken. All right. So, first, I want to say, my voice is my passport. Thank you. Some people got it. All right, so we have a lot of people that make this conference happen. You know, if you've been here for any amount of time, you can remember back when we counted ourselves in hundreds or less and not in tens of thousands. So it takes a strong, intelligent, and proactive team to make this happen. So I can't mention all of the names, so I'll apologize now, but I do want to mention the people and the groups that make this happen. So from administration, we've got Nikita, Neil, Romer, and we have Will, and we also have Lost Boy. And so I'd like to get a round of applause for them. On the production team, we've got Cheryl, Comp, and a whole slew of people that are running around making sure that the trash is emptied of all the crap you guys have thrown away. And you guys throw some crazy stuff away. I'm not even going to list it. I don't know where you got some of this. So round of applause for production team, please. So for the rest of this, I'm just going to kind of read everything off and we can applaud everyone at the end because I've got about 15 groups and I just realized it's going to take me about a half hour if we do it this way. Thank you. So for registration, we've got C-Stone and his team. For speaker ops, we've got Agent X and his team. For swag, we have Secret and his team. For the red shirts, we have CJ, Flea, and their team. And I'd also like to shout out to Priest, who's helped me on more than one occasion this weekend put out some fires. Contest, we have Hackajar and Coleslaw. For villages and parties, we have Grifter. For QM, we have Major, and we have Tom. And I think there's actually a song about that. Yes. For radios, we have Krasi. For dispatch, we have Heather and her team. For the knock, we have Effin and his team. For press, we have Nicole and team. For vendors, we have Wiseacre and all the people that help him out. I also want to thank Hi-Wiz and the rest of his team for putting on a great DC 101 this year. And for everybody else I did not mention that is on staff, I'd like to say thank you for my first year to ever actually step up and be the man in the hot seat. You made it incredibly easy. And most of all, I want to thank every single one of you, because we do this because we were in your seat once and we freaking love DEF CON. So thank you all for being here. All right, I got one more item of business and I'm gonna hand it off to DT. Where's Eddie Mize? All right, so Eddie Mize did all the Faces of Death. How many of you saw Faces of Death? Faces of DEF CON.
Woo, drink.
All I have is water, sorry. Aww. Hey, I've been sober all weekend for the most part. So he did a whole bunch of artwork, and they've gone through the trouble of having a whole ton of us sign this. And this was done under the guise of donating this to EFF, or Hackers for Charity, and raising funds. But actually what we've done is we've all signed this for Eddie as a thank you. And so if we could get a round of applause.
I don't know what to say about that. You guys are all incredible. Russ, DT, everybody, thank you so much.
And so with that, I'm going to hand it to the Dark Tangent.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah, I want to just echo what Russ has said. I mean, this is a community, this is a team sport right up here. You just see some of the team players, but we have about 300 volunteers, not counting just attendees that do it themselves and make stuff happen. And somebody came up to me just before this started and he said, you know what, this is my third DEF CON, and the first one I went to was, I didn't know what to do and I was really kind of antisocial, and the second one I started to get the vibe, and he said, but yesterday I was partying, I was dancing, and my wallet fell out and I lost my wallet. And then an hour later a dude called me and returned it, and he's like, this is the best community, you know, we've ever had. And so that's a super cool. Okay, so it's a space to advance? Space to advance?
Or the arrow.
Arrow key to advance. Okay, so that's the spirit we're really trying to build here. So a couple of things I just want to mention for next year. Hey, that was me. I was supposed to shoot those at you. Some statistics. This year I started a couple of years ago, you guys might have noticed, I did a media server. And this year it turned into an engineering problem. How do we get data to you so quickly that you're not downloading all con long? So we bought these big disk duplicators and we started what next year is going to be a data duplication village. And we served up 300 4-terabyte hard drives of data. And we could have done more, but two of our disk duplicators failed. 3% failure on disks, and the number one culprit seemed to be Western Digital green drives. So just be careful if you're using those. Might not last very long. I want to call up a couple of people that have run some services. I'm going to let them step through some slides and let you know what's been going on. First up, I want to get Effin ready. Where are you at, Effin? Effin's the man for the DEF CON network that we all rely on, and he's put together some statistics for us. So, here we go.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a little tradition here at DEF CON. Some of you may be familiar with it. You know what? We've been thanking first-time speakers for the entire week. I think it's time we thank all you first-time attendees. So, DT and Russ, could you come up here? A shot for the first-time attendees. Thank you so much.
To you.
Thank you.
Hello, DEF CON.
Hello.
Still alive? So let's do this really quick for the sake of time. We're going to make available the slides on defconnetworking.org. There's a link at the end. So especially for the first timers, what do we do? Wired infrastructure, DCTV for the drunk ones, and wireless for the hungover ones that are able to make it to the floor. What's different from last year? We got more gigabits. So we did some upgrades. Thanks, DT, for doing most of this, right? So we got a new firewall with 2 gig interfaces, and you can read all of this. The wireless gear, we got some new supervisor modules for the Aruba gear, for the controller that we have. That way, so the core and the media server that DT brought was really awesome, and you guys, he's gonna talk more about that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll leave for him, and the core switch as well. So for the first time, we're going to actually see the network topology of DEF CON. This is the network topology. So the airplane is the network, and you guys are around it, right? We have some good attendees and some not good ones. At the end of the day, it's a freaking hacking conference, right? So that's what we do for the all week. And tonight or today, we feel kind of like this. But it sort of worked for the most part. As far as we know. So some challenges that we usually have, and they change every year. This year was, again, iOS devices with 802.1x and certificates. That's why it took us a little while to put the Wi-Fi Reg server up there, because we want to make it easier for you guys. I'll put some notes on the slides later. And there's never enough time, right? Wednesday night, we plan to go to dinner, and we're like, you know what? Dinner is going to be at the knock, and we keep working. So that's how it is. During the conference, some devices not really behaving like they should, unplugged APs, and all the good stuff. Some of the stats, that's what people like to see. So we have a 120 megabits uplink to the internet. We, I think, reached about 100, so it's not too bad. But the internal amount of data that we transferred was way, way bigger than the past few years. So congratulations to you guys for using it. And we had like about 4,300 devices registered. That doesn't mean much or doesn't mean anything, but it's good, right? It's a lot of stuff. Wi-Fi statistics specific to the wireless network. We have about 50 access points, 41 as access points, providing service, and then 10 as air monitors, just watching what your guys doing. And we get about an average of 600 users per hour during con time, and attacks about 2,000 per day. All different kinds of attacks. Oh, I know you can. Trust me. I'll go back to the Porsche slide. DCTV, broadcast to the real rooms.
How many of you watched?
How many of you watched?
Yeah.
Pretty good. These are the drunk people. So one of the things that Video Man did, he played the DEF CON documentary. And for the next year and the following years, if we get original content from you guys, we're going to be more than happy to play that. So keep that in mind for next year. This is the NOC team. Not going to list everyone, but we have the old timers. We have 4 new noobs that helped with every single thing, including getting drunk on the off hours, on the 3 hours that we didn't work. And I want to thank everyone here. I want to thank DT, Will, who helped us a lot, Cheryl, as always, on every single email that we send to everyone, Caesar's staff, Encore, you guys, the one random guy that shows up every year and drops some snacks for us, and we're still alive, so that's good, right? And we get some feedback as well during the conference, and that's, some of them are very constructive. So here's how you get the slides later. Give me a day or two to put it there. And this is the email to send the feedback. And that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, this year we have a new contest that a longtime goon Waz put on, and I'm going to introduce him. It was our TD Francis X-Hour Film Contest, and we're going to show you the winner. So, Waz, take it away.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. That person's had too much to drink.
First off, it was a team effort. My buddy, I Don't Drive Cars. Yes, that's his handle, and I guess he doesn't drive cars, and he wants everybody to know it, but he is supposed to be walking up here right now as well. So okay. He's not here. Anyway, okay, so this is the first year of what we hope will be a multi-year project, the TD Francis X-Hour Film Contest. It is a five-minute film contest this year. The attendees or the team, registration teams show up, register. They've got 48 hours to make a five-minute film from the time that they register. This year's genre was science fiction. We had seven teams registered. Four of them provided awesome, awesome entries. And we even had two celebrity judges. Crap, where are my glasses? I can't see.
You want to plug in? Or?
So we had William Eubank at the signal, and
Brian Knappenberger, who has directed The Hacktivists, The Internet's Own Boy, The Aaron Swartz Story, which played this weekend.
Right. So we.
Sorry.
Where's the thing that I clickety clicked?
Yeah, sure. Bam.
Okay. So. Great. And the winner is, after we show you what... Okay, great. This is exactly the way we rehearse this.
Yeah, so you unplug it, and you got to plug it in.
What are you trying to watch?
Yeah.
Okay. Try turning it off and on again.
You know, we never played.
Drink!
Okay.
No. Yes. So, here you read it. You get to read them then.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hang on.
The sound on our celebrity director who's going to announce the winner is messed up. So we're going to dub it.
So.
Hi, my name is Brian.
Are you playing a video?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My name is Brian Knappenberger, and I'm a director, writer, director.
We are losing.
Blah blah blah.
Oh.
It's playing in the background still.
Sci-fi has got to be one of the greatest film genres of all time.
It's going.
So it's pretty good.
Cool.
Oh, excellent.
This year's 17 select went to the first ever TD Francis X-Hour Film Contest. And it was tough to choose a winner among the
there
teams.
There it is. Even. All right, I'm going to start it back at the beginning.
Hi, my name is Brian Knappenberger, and I'm a documentary writer and director. My recent films are We Are Legion, the story of the Hacktivists, and the recent film, The Internet's Own Boy, the story of Aaron Swartz. You know, cheap sci-fi has got to be one of the greatest film genres of all time, so it's pretty cool to see it alive and well here at DEF CON 22. This year, seven teams set out to make films in the first ever TD Francis X-Hour Film Contest. And it was tough to choose a winner among the teams that competed, but one definitely stood out as representing the general mayhem, the incredibly high production values, and let's just say in-depth, massively sophisticated special effects we've come to expect. The winner of this year's contest is the Uber Lab team with Invasion of the Boonians.
Okay.
unfortunately, the winning team Uber Lab couldn't make it. They're at Detroit Airport over right now. But everybody say bye. Bye.
Sign up next year.
Everybody sign up next year, please.
That went smoothly.
Yeah.
You did well. Yeah, that went really smoothly. All right. So we need iHack Charities and DenHack. Who was going to talk about this? Where are you, Stealth?
Nope. Get on up here. What are you doing over there?
Faster.
Hey, what do I do now? Okay, do my thing, okay. Hello, DEF CON! Okay, well, let's see. We're all having a good time now. You know, I've been involved in the fundraising here for some time, and it just... Do I have slides? Okay.
You got numbers.
Those are somebody else's numbers. Those are somebody else's numbers. Yeah. Anyway, I've been involved in this for a long time, and, you know, it continuously amazes me on our community here and how willing they all are to help and share with others. And you know, whether it's returning a lost wallet or giving blood, you all continue to excel and exceed everyone's expectations in that area. And you really deserve a big hand for the wonderful things that you've done. And I'd like to talk about a couple things here. One of the donations to, there's many charities, large and small. And one of the charities this year was a hackerspace called DenNet. And with the help of Mohawks, they raised $230 to help that space. And we think that's great for them. Get them off the ground. Now, I know there's a long way from here, but probably some of you know where Uganda is on the map. And it's a developing country. The people there need a lot of help. And back in 2007, John and Jen Long started an organization called Hackers for Charity. And they help nonprofits with, you know, technology issues. They help them solve problems. They provide food. They're working with lots of people. Thousands of students are being trained by them on computers and computer education to really prepare them for the future. And the future is coming soon for them because Google is considered wiring the place, their capital city, with fiber. So they're going to have the high-speed access, and they're trying to give them those skills. So money was raised for these people, and I'd like to recognize those contributors. One, Hacker Fortress, all you Hacker Fortress players out there, Gamers for a Good Cause gave $45 in there. And then, of course, the Mohawks are outstanding. Mohawks have raised $1,820 for the cause. There's no doubt that Eddie Mize is a pillar in our community. I guess that's the best I can put it, because Eddie's raised $4,100 for the Hackers for Charity cause for them this year. And that brings us to a total of $5,965. But wait, that's not all. At the Hackers for Charity booth themselves, with their t-shirts and all sorts of other good stuff, you guys really came out, and they raised $27,604, giving us a grand total of $33,569. Thank you, DEF CON. Thank you all.
All right, now we're going to move on to EFF. They get a little bit more screen time, since there's a lot of people that do stuff for them. So we'll start off with everybody else besides the big fundraiser. Hack Fortress, $145. Mohawk Con, $3,660.76. It's pretty amazing. 4220. That's these were not fully tallied yet, so there's more in there than that. Info booth, $928. Eddie, that's wrong. That's $4,100 for Eddie. Half of that he raised went towards iHack Charities. And DC Darknet, by selling the badges, another $3,000. Is that right? Yep. And now we'll move on to one more event. So that's a subtotal of $15,933 for EFF. But wait, there's more. The summit... at the door, we raised $19,770, $2,579 in auction items, cash. There was a lot of credit charged, $720 cash for raffle, $13,000 in VIP pre-sales, $2,500 in general admission pre-sales. At the credit cards, whether it was door auction or whatever else, $9,775 for a in-room total of $48,351 plus the EFF booth raised another $10,000 while at that event, for a grand total of $58,000 raised just in 4 hours. Wow. So. So we want to point out that was a Thursday night party hosted by Vegas 2.0. Special thanks to all the staff that made this happen. It was the 10-year anniversary of that party. Up until now, we raised $175,000 in the last 9 years. So if you tack this extra $58,000 on that, you can do the math. We raised a metric ass ton of money at this party over the last 10 years for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. So far we have a grand total of $64,284 plus their own booth donations of $58,711. So we broke last year's record of $100,000 by about $14,000. Thank you all very much for your contributions to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And here from the Electronic Frontier Foundation is Kurt Opschall to receive you.
To say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so great to be back amongst this community here. Your support from the individuals who came up, become members, to all the wonderful people who have found creative and wonderful ways to raise money for us. It's the support from this community that really helps us keep going, and you're helping us defend the internet, defend the hacker community, and we can't thank you enough. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, blood code.
Jason, come on.
You got to move faster than that.
Jason,
the street. Run!
We're gonna cut off your hugs.
Give him a hug.
Hello. Thank you very much. Oh yeah. That's not the first time that's happened, but it's one of the best. Thank you. Thanks, DEF CON, for once again being a great community and trying out and helping out with blood code. Got bad news. We only had 90 units this year. It's like there's no other way to pussyfoot around on that one. I do know that I talked to DT recently, and we're going to be creating a bleeding edge track next year where we're going to actually have volunteer speakers come out. We're going to have a screen for entertainment. It's going to be like interactive entertainment because you're going to bleed and you're going to see entertaining stuff. So that I think this should work out for everybody. Yeah, you're going to learn while you bleed. So that should help. I'm not going to take up too much more of the time, but I think we need to. I think it's important. Julie, who couldn't be here, the one that runs the blood donation center, said that she actually had some people coming up, new timers that weren't familiar. Like, why are we having a blood code? Why are we having a blood drive? Who's this blood code person, what it's about, isn't that over? And the key thing is, we're having a blood drive because it helps. Hackers aren't just about fixing computers. We're supposed to be fixing everything that we see wrong with something. And that's what it's about. It's trying to do something good. It's trying to show a positive impact. It's showing people that don't know maybe how to hack an airplane or hack something like that, but they're seeing this stuff out and they're seeing good things come out of this conference. And one of those things is they're helping other people that they're never going to see live by donating blood. And that is a beautiful thing. And that's one of the things that we should be showing our community and what we do. So thank you, DEF CON, for hosting that. Thank you for being so supportive. And thank you guys for actually bleeding for the cause.
All right, hi, everybody. Over in the Crown Theater, kind of separate from all you crazy people, we ran Roots Asylum, which is a nonprofit where we're teaching kids age 8 to 16 how to love being white hat hackers. This year we had 400 attendees, their kids and their parents were there. So record number again. And what's a little different about the kids event, besides that they're smaller and sweeter, is that it's about 50% girls, which is really great to see. So what what we try to do is bring in the most famous, best hackers in the world to teach the kids. This year we had 30 presentations. Some of my favorite were Deviant and Howard taught the kids how to elevator hack. Thomas Cross, who's been here since DEF CON 1, taught all the kids how to break into lawful intercept machines. Charlie Miller taught us how to hack cars, Renderman, airplanes, Caesar, traffic control systems. Parisa, princess of security at Google, actually donated 300 Chromebooks. So every single kid got a Chromebook, and then she taught them how to pwn them. I'm always looking for more kids speakers, so if you've got kids that have some amazing research, please have them reach out to us on the website, roots.org. This year we had two kids that presented. Esau actually taught all the kids how to do Metasploit. And Muffin Boy talked about white hat hacking. We also had six contests this year. One of them, it is now an official DEF CON contest. You'll get to hear more about that in a little bit from Chris, the social engineering contest. We also had lock picking, name that PLC, code breaking, hacker jeopardy, and land sniffing. It's pretty interesting. We have a lot of adults come over to the kids' sessions and try to hack their way in. Because I think who doesn't want to learn from Joe Grand how to hardware hack, right? And so what we've done is we actually launched Roots TV. So if you can find us on YouTube, and all of you here too can see what we've been up to. Thanks so much.
All right, just an interesting note. I wanted to tell you, we kind of can compile the statistics of how much time we put into this show just on site. And if one person in the audience were to work full-time as much time as all the staff on DEF CON worked, you'd be working full-time for 4 years just to make this happen. So I'd like to get Hackajar and Coleslaw up here for the Black Badge Events for Contest.
So for those of you who don't know, Black Badges get you into DEF CON for life. And we've done sort of a reboot this year for a couple of reasons. So contests that historically have gotten black badges aren't, and contests that haven't are. And so what we're doing is we're creating a Black Badge Hall of Fame where we're going back into our history because we realize, like everything else, we're moving so quickly we're not capturing our history very well. So we're going back and figuring out every person that's ever gotten a black badge, what team they were on, what they did it for, and we're kind of trying to create a hall of fame for them. And we're also trying to be better about the amount of effort you have to put in to get a black badge. And so to keep everybody on their toes this year, no contest knew who was going to be a black badge event except for Capture the Flag. So for a lot of these people, they didn't even know. And so the contests were working extra hard to try to make it challenging and a really good game. And so a lot of the teams really stepped up this year and made improvements with the added motivation. So Hackajar, who watches over the contest, is going to go through who the winners are this year. And we're going to introduce some of the teams that have earned a right to entry for life. So Hackajar.
Thank you. All right. You know, Coastal and I have been working really hard all con long. Really, we not only have to make sure that the contests are a well-oiled machine, all the villages are going, all the nighttime events related to contests are going, but we also have to kind of spy on every single team and see, are they really bringing it as contest organizers, and are they really bringing it as contestants? So it's a lot of hard work between the two of us, so I'm going to let Coleslaw introduce the first contest team to come up, which is Black Guy.
All right, and before I introduce the first contest real quick, I would just like to say thank you to the FTC, excuse me, for coming out and doing the Zapping Rachel contest. How many people, raise your hands if you heard about that or participated? All right, for those of you who are not aware, the purpose of this contest was to help eliminate those annoying robocallers. So, thank you, FTC people. I think they're up front, so let's give them a hand real quick. It's nice to be working with the government for once, I will say that. All right, and without further ado, we're going to have the black badge. Deviant, come on up.
Hello, hello, hello. How many people came to the Lockpick Village, learned how to pick locks? How many people came to the DEF CON shoot and put a bunch of holes in things in the desert? All right, so they're both about physical penetration, and the big contest that we ran this year is the Black Bag Competition. It is a break-in, gather intelligence, and break-back-out-again kind of contest. Everyone who saw it, everyone who played it, everyone knows how much goes into it. You know it's really fun. You should all try it in the future. Follow the Twitter account that was in the program. It was really easy to qualify. We had five incredible finalists this year. In third place, we had Sexlut from Salt Lake, Utah. 1,297 points. Really excellent job. They did a fine job. A big applause for them. In second place, we had the Normative Deviants. I guess they were going to garner favor with me or something. That was 1,477 points because they were the only team to get this Fed device called a hot plug to properly jack a computer out of the wall without turning it off and hot, you know, switch the power. Big hand for the Normative Deviants. But in first place, we had our German friends, the Strange Invaders. Here they are, big hand. Over 1,500 points, virtually every single objective. They did the fastest time, 6 minutes and 50 seconds. They were in and out, they were freaking rocking it, and you guys are absolutely amazing. You're wonderful, and we have some wonderful things for you here. You got your Lockatrons, right?
Yeah.
You also get this.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Deviant, and for everybody who hasn't been lockpicking, I can say it was as much fun as winning Cannonball, but half as illegal, so do lockpicking.
Right on.
All right, up next we have Capture the Packet.
How's it going, everyone? All right. So this year we did the Packet Hacking Village. What'd you guys think?
Woo!
Yeah! All right. So one of our events there was the Capture the Packet event, and it was chosen to be a black badge again this year. We did some ridiculous stuff again. As Team Brodeo here, the first place winners, give them a hand. Right? So one of our Stego challenges for the final rounds, after lots and lots of little rat holes all over the place, there was a picture of a key. And they actually had to decode the pins on the key. so we kind of mixed in a little bit of stupidness, but we want to congratulate them. This is a brand new MacBook Air, and they're getting a black badge for it. And then, awesome, here we go. And then for Dark Tangent, we have his Packet Hacking Village staff badge.
Excellent.
Now I can go into the room.
Yeah, we did. Locked out. But thank you, everyone. We're glad that that you all enjoy the event. Thank you all much.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Let's keep this party going. Next up, we have the DEF CON Darknet project. And I'll let you guys hear it.
Talk briefly what it is.
Okay. Who wants a T-shirt? It's one of the last 36 limited edition t-shirts we got printed up for the crew this year, so enjoy that. The DEF CON Darknet project was an MMO in real life that we set at DEF CON, and instead of talking to some guy with a yellow question mark over your head who sends you on a quest to go get, like, you know, 14 virginal rat scrotums or whatever, we send you on quests to go learn skills, things like learn how to crack WEP, learn how to crack passwords, learn how to solder, that's what the kits were for, that kind of stuff. And it was a lot of fun. We got a fantastic response. We had over 330 people playing. 157 of them were actively playing. And we've got the top three that we're going to talk. But before I do, I want to thank my crew. Zero Altitude, Fish, Crux, Neon, Spetku, Fletch, Bunny, Skyria, Gatorbyte, Gulu, and a last-minute addition to the crew, F9. Thank you all so much. Yeah. The other thing that probably the best part about this game that I've been told about is the diversity of the people who play the game. We have a lot of women and a lot of children who are playing this game. The whole point of it was to teach people, starting at assuming zero knowledge, and teach you how to do these things, as opposed to seeing how elite you already are. So in that way, it's kind of a unique game. So I want to thank everybody for playing that. That's awesome. In third place, with 4,788 points, was Caspian. In second place, with 5,290 points, was Deviant Satan, not to be confused with Deviant Olam. And first place, this guy was absolutely crushing it. We were looking through the database to make sure he wasn't faking it. 590 points was Silk. Come on up here, Silk.
Congratulations, man. Thank you so much.
Can I keep this?
No? There you go. Thanks, man.
And best yet, we got $3,000 for the EFF. Thank you so much for buying all the kits. We will make more next year. So, thank you very much. One more thing. One more thing. The DC Darknet is not just at DEF CON. You can play it online throughout the entire year. DCDarknet.net. Thanks.
All right, up next we have Social Engineering Capture the Flag.
Hey, how many people waited to get in the SCCTF room? How many? Come on. Shirts? Hey, are books still too hard to throw? Anybody want a book?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you said it wasn't too hard. Don't be a wimp. Okay, so look, I got like... That was an epic fail. Okay. So I got a... Okay, book. Oh yeah, I love the excitement. There we go, okay, die for those. Okay, so listen, first things first. I gotta thank Dark Tangent, because this year he turned the SC Village into an actual DEF CON track, and we had like 6 or 7 human-based speeches in there. Awesome, man, it just went awesome. You guys were lined up for like 45 minutes outside, so thank you.
Yeah, and we
thank
recorded you.
And it was recorded, so it'll be on the DEF CON DVD. So that's awesome. I got to mention the second place winner. So we had our SCCTF. Nico mentioned the thing for kids was now an official DEF CON event. So it was kind of out of roots, and in the DEF CON event, the kids rocked it. And then our SCCTF second place winners was Brochel Engineers. Brochel Engineers? Brochel Engineers, yeah. Come on, more applause than that. They got some cool SE stuff. But now here's the really cool story. I got a minute and 40 seconds. I'm gonna talk faster. I am. Stop telling me. Okay, so the team that we had tag teams. So they had to go in the booth at the same time and tag out and things like that. And what we had was the first team, the guy got sick. You know, sick, DEF CON, and he couldn't make it. So we yanked the guy out of the audience and said, you're going to get in the booth and be this woman's partner, and we're going to give you a half an hour to prepare. And they won. I mean, they didn't just win. They beat him. Now, here's the best part. It's his wife. So, news operators, come on up. And the best part, is the black badge, yeah. That's gonna be a fun ride home, I guarantee you. Thanks, guys, we'll see you next year. Thanks, guys. I gave you back 50 seconds.
You lost the projector.
You lost the video?
Nope. Maybe not. Thank you. All right. All right, next up is Open CTF.
Hey guys, so my name is Soen, and I'm part of Van. Van ran Open CTF this year, and Open CTF is a Jeopardy-style competition where challenges range from every single person in this conference can do it to like a very, very hard challenge. So we had tons of people really excited about this, and we were really sad that this didn't happen last year. So we put a bunch of time, we got the contest together, and we had so many people wanting to play. We ran we ran the competition on modems. So we had people coming in and soldering together modems just so they could play with us. So we had 31 teams compete, and we had half a dozen countries represented in that. And let me just go ahead and read off the scores. So for third place, we had an Australian team, 4979, with 3,700 points. We had a French team, which their first time to DEF CON they played, Petite Bite with 4,200 points. And then our winning team, Negnime, come on up, guys, with 4,900 points.
All right. Definitely.
The souvenir is the backbone for all the telephone system used in the competition. So thank you, guys. Thank you very much. And we welcome everyone to play OpenCTF next year.
All right, I assure you folks, we're on the home stretch. We're getting there. Another Black Badge contest event here is right here on stage, Mr. Lust, to talk about his contest.
So those of you that saw the 1057 room on the conference floor and were wondering what that is, if you wandered in at about 5:30 in the morning several nights, you would have seen a number of people working furiously on the ciphers that are all throughout the conference. It was part of the badge challenge. How many of you by chance solved the lanyard cipher this year? A few? So if you take a look at your lanyards on the back of them, there's a medieval numbering system complete with Chinese and Korean monikers to give you the pattern to make a lattice work of all 8 individual unique lanyards that you needed to weave together to produce a solution that drove you to a website. But it wasn't quite obvious that it was a website. The clue was, do not miss the point in Curious Codes, driving you to the URL curious.codes. And this is just an example of one of the many steps that the badge challenge took this year. I'm humbled every year by the ingenuity and the intelligence of the people that make it all the way through the badge challenge. It's a very difficult contest, and it's very humbling to me to see this. So the MLF guys, can you come up here like as quickly as you can? Because we're on a tight time. Run, run, run. So these guys are the Muppet Liberation Front. Can you guys, for like 30 seconds, give a quick what it's like to go through this? Because I think a lot of the noobs don't have any clue what you guys went through to do this.
I can tell you, we showed up on Wednesday evening, and we just stopped, was it yesterday morning? I'm not even sure on the days at this point, but in 3 days, 2 all-nighters, bunch of guys in a room, and our brains are still bleeding a little bit, but we did it.
You want a quick comment? Good. Go. Quick. We're in a hurry. Any
challenges? I mean, well.
Anything that was difficult, things you hate me for?
Things we hate you for? Well, we didn't sleep at all. I was in a room with a bunch of people who were, and yeah, that's a shout out for everyone else who made us work as hard as we did. My teammates were up in the room and they were like, can we go to sleep yet? And I was like, hell no. We have people on our ass. We're about to lose. So thanks to everyone else who made us try as hard as we did. We'll see you next year.
So interesting side note, while I take it upon myself to not go to bed until they do, so if they decide to continue to work, I stay with them, I ride shotgun right alongside all of them. If you notice the code in the program this year and the weird numbers on the pages, it actually decoded to a Google Voice number, which I'll give to the whole audience and I'll tell you why in a second, and that is 251 a secret. Which actually called a phone that I kept on my person all conference, and from Wednesday on, the phone has rung nonstop. So I have been getting hundreds and hundreds of Google voicemails, and I'm going to actually put them up on a website if anybody's interested to see what crazy-ass things you guys say into a phone that you get a random number from a program at a hacker conference. It's quite interesting, some of the things that come through. My wife was actually saying some of the things were just quite terrifying. So.
Thank you.
So one last quick thing. So while we were in the contest room and they were working on the badge challenge, the EFF guys tweeted out that no one had solved their shirt, so our guys turned their guns onto that, and we solved it in about 30 minutes. So. Anyway, those of you that competed, thank you very much. Those of you who are new, I encourage you to try your hand. There is a varying level of difficulty for everything from Rot 13 all the way to OTPs and cryptologic puzzles to twist your mind. So welcome to DEF CON, and thank you very much for the teams that make the contest for me what it is. Thank you.
All right, last but certainly not least, and this is, I think, one of the coolest things that happens at the entire conference. We've got the Capture the Flag team, Legitimate Business Syndicate. Come on up.
Good evening. I'm Vito Genovese from Legitimate Business Syndicate, and we've just finished our second year of DEF CON Capture the Flag. First, thanks to the DEF CON organizers, the wonderful goons, our friends and families, and the global Capture the Flag community. We could not do this without your support and friendship. As returning hosts, we decided to step up our game with all new challenges, a new processor architecture, and new evil tricks. The most visible change is the DEF CON Capture the Flag badge, which includes an MSP 430 processor, a 900 megahertz radio, and a custom exploitable networked service called Badger. We also had three ARM services and a service that switched from emulated 386 to ARM halfway through the game. We apologize, and you're welcome. Also new this year was an attack visualizer on the screen behind us, built by Hoju. This led to the busiest Capture the Flag room ever. We've had a few growing pains too. A new scoring algorithm designed to keep teams from zeroing out to the bottom of the scoreboard resulted in teams zeroing out to the bottom of the scoreboard. We also had hardware crashes that made life difficult for a few teams. We have retabulated the scores to make sure this was handled in a fair way. We know you have improved your Capture the Flag, or we know how important your CTF time scores are, so we've recalculated the scores to make it right. We'll be posting details, source code, and database dumps soon.
Hi everybody, I'm Gynophage from Legitimate Business Syndicate. All teams have received the Odroid hardware that we hosted the game on this year, so do not expect to see that next year. We're stepping up our game even harder next year. They've also, each team also received one of the CTF badges to take home with them. We will be releasing source code, build materials, and build sheets for this later on this year. The first place team will receive 8 black badges and 8 leather jackets. So without further ado, I'd like to announce the winners. In third place, a newcomer to DEF CON CTF, Dragon Sector. I believe they are from Poland.
Say it again.
I believe they are from Poland. In second place, HitCon.
No clue.
From Taiwan.
Now say it again.
From Taiwan. And. Yeah, you! And in first place, the returning champions, PPP, the Plaid Parliament of Poning.
It's a fun time. Everyone should try to play. It was a great contest, and see you guys next year.
Joe's gonna introduce.
I got it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you and have a good evening.
If you wonder what we do with all of your money, we make cool podiums like this. So, we have a surprise announcement to show the depth of commitment our attendees will go to. Come on up.
You got it. Okay. Joe Grand.
Hey, everyone. My name is Joe Grand.
Hey, Grand.
No applause, please. So this is, we had an opportunity to turn a crazy dinner conversation into a fundraising event by permanently marking the skin of our fine Shaggy from 303. And what we ended up doing is Shaggy got a really crazy tattoo with my signature on it and a logo of the JTagulator hardware hacking tool I made last year and some amazing art by Eddie. Crypt paid for it, so his signature is on there. And besides being completely insane, Shaggy was like, well, why don't we try to raise money for the EFF at the same time? So instead of getting mohawks, he decided to brand his skin with this amazing piece of art. If you want to see it on your phone or computer or whatever, go to @JoeGrand. I live tweeted his event from, was it last night already?
Yeah
last night. If you want to see it in person, you can come up here after the event. Eddie's going to be standing with him. He'll lift up his leg, this fine piece of meat right there. And you can throw a few bucks to Eddie, which is all going to go to the EFF. Yeah, here's a sneak peek. Don't show too much. Sneak peek. And come up, take a look, give some money to Eddie for a little final EFF fundraising. So thanks. And this just shows the commitment of, you know, people that are doing stuff for DEF CON and for EFF. And, you know, whatever you can do to make a change is appreciated. So thanks. I know. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. So there's been a lot of rumors floating around. And while I can neither confirm nor deny, I just want to let you know it's about that time to pack your bags.
DT, I heard they didn't want to know.
No, people didn't want to know. And I saw people tweeting stuff out. And so I'm going to confirm that those of you who've been speculating and Twittering that we're moving to the Paris. But like everything DEF CON, it's not what it seems, because we don't want to tell you ahead of time. It's not that we don't trust you. It's that we don't trust you. So where we're at now, the Rio has about 160,000 square feet of space. And we don't know what happened this year. I mean, it went crazy. Like, we filled up faster. I mean, we have projections. And because we don't take pre-reg, we just have to, we do a lot of math and we look at what Black Hat's doing and we try to guess. But you guys came later than usual and you came in more numbers than usual and it totally screwed us up. So we're worried that 160, from going from 160 to 175,000 square feet, the Rio is 175,000, the Paris is 140, that's not going to be enough. So we've decided we're also going to take over Bally's. So if you combine both of the square feet, we're going to go from about 175,000 to 315,000 square feet. So it's sort of like this embarrassment of riches. What do I do with 315,000 square feet? But luckily I have you guys. I've got the community. So it's predictable. We're gonna have more villages, more contests. Yes, Hardware Hacking Village will increase in size. Where, how many of you people remember at the old Riviera, we had those party spaces on the top floor? Yeah. So we have the entire 26th floor of Bally's, and we have like six banks of express elevators that only take us there. So you can expect to see parties and shit happening on the 26th floor. So I just want to say that we will have plenty of space, and we're going to do a lot of cool stuff that we've only been wanting to do over the last few years. So on one hand, we got lucky. It was a big surge this year, but next year we might actually have to close space off because we're not going to have enough stuff to fill it. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. The other thing is, you know, those of you who were in registration lines that like sucked and were like out there and vortexing around the pool, you know, you've never done that before. Normally by Friday evening, you guys did halfway through Thursday. So I don't know what happened, the pattern changed, and so next year we're gonna have, it's not even gonna be funny, we're gonna have like registration everywhere. Like, there's no way for you not to get registered. Would you like a little registration with that? Yeah. So expect more kinds of music, more kinds of parties. Who enjoyed, compared to previous years to this year, the variety of parties we had in spaces? Yeah. Who saw the crazy robot army that would dance to your hands? So I love that stuff, and with all this space next year, we're just going to have more stuff to really showcase what we can do as a community. So I'm really looking forward to it. So we might end up working extra hard, but it's going to really rock next year. So I just want to give you guys the heads up to be ready for that. And to make life a little easier for you guys, it's going to be surrounded by other hotels, and so it's easier to get to. And so we've done a deal with the Paris Bally's, the people that own those hotels. So we're gonna have a bunch of space in the hotels around Paris Bally's. So the rooms are gonna start at like $49 a night.
Yeah.
So finally, we can get you cheaper housing. And so we're gonna have Planet Hollywood, the Flamingo, the Quad, Caesars, and Paris and Bally's. With good rates. So, cool. So, before we shut it down and I call for a round of applause for everybody, I just want to have everybody acknowledge the awesome work the hotel has done here and how good they've been, a good home for us for so many years. And it's sad to outgrow them, but hey, you know, you gotta go, you gotta move on, you gotta grow. So, let's give a big round of applause for the Rio. They've been awesome. Okay, with that, I'm going to officially call it to a close, and I will see you at the bar. Thank you.
Excellent. You can tell what
looks on the faces of DEFCON.
If you're in the Faces at DEFCON and want your picture, Eddie's got them over under the screen for sale.